All right, I will say good morning. Let us begin. Such a schus to continue in Tzidkas HaTzadik. Again, it's been a very long time. So we are picking up this morning in Os Lamed Gimel. I sent it out on the chat yesterday, so you should have the PDF. Os Lamed Gimel. So we'll say, so let's actually begin, if it's all right, with the introduction that he has in the Be'uri HaChassidus. Remember again, for those who are joining this shit, the Tzidkas HaTzadik, so the top, right, the large print, is Tzidkas HaTzadik, Reb Tzadik himself. The section below that titled Be'uri HaChassidus is like a perush, it's commentary on the Sefer, which helps provide a lot of background to Reb Tzadik's idea. So if you take a look in the Be'uri HaChassidus, the right hand column, the bottom of that column, that says Lepamim Zrizin Makdimin Af Mehalayla. So look what he writes, Lamed Gimel. Le'el Chova HaBraisa Bebrachos HaMedayakes MehaPasuk BeBinyan Beis HaMikdash Sheni VaAnachnu Osim Melacha Me'alos HaShachar Atzeis HaKochavim SheAtzeis HaKochavim Nechshav. So we'll say, remember again, Reb Tzadik really throughout, since the beginning of this Sefer, has been focusing on different pieces, different ideas, extracted from the beginning of Maseches Brachos. So remember from our Daf Yomi days, the beginning of Maseches Brachos is fully focused on the definition of day versus night. More specifically, again, night, because remember, again, the first Mishnah begins with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So here, the Reb Tzadik says that the Gemara quotes the idea that in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that said, they were working in the Beis HaMikdash, Me'alos HaShachar Atzeis HaKochavim. Nechemia. What's so incredible, right? What a wonderful lead-in from last night's shir. Right? Last night we were speaking about, again, Nechemia vis-a-vis Hilchos Muktzah. Now we're starting the Gemara again, quoting Nechemia vis-a-vis the Beis HaMikdash. So Nechemia writes that they worked on the Beis HaMikdash, Me'alos HaShachar, from dawn, Atzeis HaKochavim, until nightfall. That was interestingly enough, the way the Gemara uses that pasuk is that Nehemiah is kind of creating an image that we worked the entire day. So you see from the pasuk in Nehemiah, when does the day begin? The day begins as of Alos. And when does the day end? The day ends as of Tzeis HaKochavim. Shat Tzeis HaKochavim Nechshav Yom. So I'll say the whole reason the Gemara brings up this discussion is to show that until Tzeis HaKochavim, until nightfall, it is considered day. Umosifa HaBraisa VaOmer. And the Braisa continues and says, Vahayulanu halayla mishmar, vahayom malacha. And then the Pasuk continues and says that the nighttime was for us a watch, and the day was for work. Umiva'eras ha-gimar shabliya pasuk ha-sheni, ha-yisi omer, shemishkiyas ha-chama nechshav kibar shiyarat halayla, rak shebebinyan beis ha-mikdash hayu mashkimin, lifnei shehischil hayom. So remember, the Gemara says, without that second qualification pasuk, that we worked during the day, I might have thought that no. Really, day extends from when? From sunrise to sunset. The fact that they worked in the Beis on the Beis HaMikdash from dawn until Tzeis HaKochavim was just because they were putting in longer hours. Kamash Malon, Nehemiah comes along and says that no, the definition of day is from Alos until Tzeis HaKochavim. Good. That's the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. So also what that Gemara does for us is tells us that Halacha L'maaseh, it's daytime, at least according to the spring of the Gemara, until Tzeis HaKochavim. So look what Reb Tzadik writes. He says, Afal Gav, this is really such a beautiful and incredible piece. Afal Gav, Shahadin Hu, B'chol HaMitzvos. There's reason makdimin l'mitzvahs. Well, say we're familiar with this concept. There's reason makdimin l'mitzvahs. Namely, again, that it's not just enough to go out and perform the mitzvahs, but mitzvahs must be done with a zrizos, an alacrity. And how does one go ahead and demonstrate a sense of zrizos? Makdimin. To do things as quickly and as early as possible. So even though we know this principle, zrizin makdimin l'mitzvahs, those who are Zoriz take the first opportunity to perform this. And I will say, obviously, the entire essence of what does this mean? Or is why isn't it enough just to get the job done? Why must there be an element of Zrizos? So remember again, it's the zrizos, it's the alacrity, it's the eagerness and zeal with which you approach something that is truly demonstrative about how you feel about that particular endeavor. So in other words, doing something with zrizos shows that this is something that is important to me. We'll say, anyone who's married knows this lesson, right? Which is, there are certain things that I'm obligated to do, right? Certain things I have, but how you do it makes all of the difference, right? How you go ahead and relate to that particular thing you have makes all, so the task might get done at the end of the day, right? The garbage might go out or the errands might get, you know, get accomplished, but how you do it and the speed and the zeal with which you do it shows how you feel about it. Same thing in our Avodas Hashem. That's Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvahs. So look what he writes. This is incredible. He says, Uberega Harishon Shavo Yachol Kaimo. And we'll say, obviously, the idea of Zrizos says, the first opportunity you have to do a mitzvah, you should do it. Bechol Zos, Ein Aleim Lios Makdim in Tfei Mitzafra. But I will say, interestingly enough, you know, even Zrizos apparently has its limitations. Right, has his limitations. He says, "Aval b'chozos inaleim lios makdimin tfe mitzafra lahashkim l'shem kach lifnei tchilas haboker." So I'll say, so there are limitations to zrizos. In other words, I'm not obligated to go ahead and do a mitzvah in the first moment of the matter. For example, we'll say, let's say there's an obligation. I have an obligation to do a chesed. The chesed opportunity that comes before me, zriz makdimin mitzvah. We'll say, so do I have an obligation to not go to sleep at night in order that I can be able to perform an act of chesed? But Pashtos, no. Right? I'm allowed to sleep. But what does Zrizos say? Zrizos says that as soon as you're up for the day, grab the opportunity as soon as you can. See, he says, this is just an important yisod. Even Zrizos itself has certain limitations to it. In other words, it means bizarres in the general context of performance. But one is not necessarily obligated to go ahead and, in his example, bizarres before the day starts. So he goes on, he explains this beautifully. He says, Kimo sha'amru chazal, beparakama de psachim. So we'll say, this is great. So he quotes over here the Gemara Maseches Psachim that says as follows, Al she'ilas ha'gemara, lama tignu chachamim lahaktim velivdok es hachametz, belel yudalit. So we know Bedikas Chametz takes place first Mishnah Maseches Psachim or La Arba'asar Bodkin Es HaChametz. On the night of the 14th, we check for Chametz. Why do you have to do the night of the 14th? Why can't you do the morning of the 14th? Se Im Tomar, Shabbos say Im Tomar, Shetik Nuzos, Mishum Shezrizim Akdim Lemitzis, Hari Rak Vapoke Yeshak Tomal Zizim. So maybe we'll say, oh, Zrizos, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. There's a mitzvah to destroy all the chametz you have in your home. And therefore, again, although technically speaking, one could have performed that mitzvah on the morning of Erev Pesach, because of Zrizin Makdim L'mitzvahs, we do the bedika at night. Right, the night of Erev Pesach. Kimoshin Nilma Me'avram Avi. So we'll say, Hari Rak Baboker Yesh Hakdam L'Zrizim. As we just said, even Zrizos has its limitations, right? So remember, again, I will say, if I want to be Zoriz, I want to be alacritous, I want to be eager and zealous to perform the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, at the end of the day, does that obligate me to do it the night before? No. Where does it obligate me to do it? Where does it obligate me to go ahead and do it as early in the day as I can? But it's very important. Where do we learn the concept of Zrizin Makdim L'Mitzvahs? Where do we learn it from? Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Vayachavoshes Chamoro. Right? Avram Avinu got up early in the morning for the Akedah, and ultimately, again, he saddles his own donkey. Avram Avinu is the paradigmatic example of Zrizin Makdim L'Mitzvahs. But I will say, interestingly enough, what didn't Avram Avinu do? What didn't he do? Oh, that's a strange question. Open the question. What didn't he do? He didn't leave the night before. Right? If you're so Zoriz, don't go to sleep. So Zoriz, don't go to sleep. You're so Zoriz, pack everything. See over here, both say that even Zrizos has its parameters. So as Zrizos says on any given day, to perform your opportunities as quickly as, which we'll say, just as you should appreciate, is such an incredible yisod. Because what it says is, like Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, La kol zman va'iz tachas hashamayim. There's a time for everything. And everything must be exercised in moderation. I said, do you know what happens if a person exhibits hyperesthesia? You know what we call that? Right? It can be anxiety, right? It could also be OCD. You know, a lot of times, by the way, a lot of times that, you know, in our community, interestingly enough, OCD goes undiagnosed because it often presents sometimes in the form of like super diligence with details of mitzvahs. But there comes a point where, again, there's an unhealthy tip, and that's not zrizos. That's not zrizos. Unfortunately, again, that's something much more significant. So you see over here that even zrizos itself has its parameters. Like Kolzman Veis, every mida, even the best one, has to be applied in a normal, balanced fashion. Because if it's all zariz all the time, and at the end of the day, again, no matter what, God, that becomes a bit problematic. So we'll say, listen to this. So given that reality, we have an interesting dynamic here by Bedikas Chametz. Because we'll say, so remember again, so why is Bedikas Chametz then done at night? At the end of the day, it can't be because of Zrizos, because Zrizos just says that halacha l'maisa, whatever you have to do, do it early in the morning, do whatever you can in the day, to which Reb Tzadik says, im tomar she'tikneho kimoshno la'Avraham Avinu, lo hischa leches me'alayla ela me'alas shachar. Because again, that's learned from Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu only went ultimately to the Akedah, first thing in the morning, didn't go at night. So we'll say, I'm going to leave you over here. We'll stop over here because you have to pick up with the daf now. But understand, we'll leave off with this. So we'll say, so now Reb Tzadik introduces us to the power of Zrizos, which we already learned from Avraham Avinu, gives us the parameters of Zrizos. Parameters of Zrizos ultimately, again, being early in the day, but doesn't require you to do anything before the day. Doesn't require you to give up your sleep. Doesn't require you to perform this in the middle of the night. So interestingly enough, yet, Bedikas Chametz, it's done at night. So the truth is, we know, the Gemara tells us, why is Bedikas Chametz done at night? Why? Because Ar Ner Yafeh Balayla. Because Bedikas Chametz is Bedikas Chor Nustakim. You're checking the cracks and the crevices in the home. You need a candle. Candlelight works much better at night. But Reb Tzadik cannot understand on a deeper level that the fact that the Bedikah is done at night teaches us a different form of Zrizos. And Mi'ar Tashem to be continued tomorrow. Shkar Chabosai.